till now is being run by Nazis. And just like in Nazi Germany, it was the medical establishment that led eugenics and led this Jews are sources of infection and disease and dirty and so on. What happened is it was the use of medicine as a tool that led to tyranny. And it's no different now. Israel is being run by Nazis.
I agree that
Israel is under attack by the Sutton coming in the lavush of Jews. And I'm sorry, but the Israeli government does not represent God and does not represent the Jewish people. They represent socialist principles built on the secular values. And so the Israeli government is not a accurate or trustworthy protector of the Jewish people. What is an accurate protector of the Jewish people are Jewish values expressed in the Torah, which is basically that there is one God, that you should not commit murder, you should not steal, you shouldn't commit adultery, you shouldn't be jealous of others, you should honor your parents, you should keep the Sabbath, you shouldn't worship idols. Those are all very good principles. You know, treat yourself like Bibi Netanyahu would treat his kids, which is an early prophylaxis. I know this for a fact. I'm sorry, I was in contact with these people in the very beginning. They know exactly what they're doing. They know exactly the double standards. If you're Minister of Health in Israel, Litzman, back then, called me for treatment, or I know people are denying this, but I don't care. Reb Chaim Kanevsky, yeah, the Godol Hador. So his gabbai, I think his name was Nachum Havlin. I'm giving you this name on purpose because people are denying it. Called me and was referred to me to guide his treatment when he got COVID, even though people are saying he's telling everyone to take the vaccine. Okay, but my point is that there are enough people in Israel that know the truth, that for themselves will have one standard of care, but for others recommend different things. So stop, don't take the vaccine. Do not take the vaccine. Reject the vaccine. Do not take it. It's a poison death shot. Don't listen to your government. Your government is a Nazi institution. Stay away from them. Protect the people you love. Protect yourself. Respect your life. Your life has sanctity. You're made in the image of God. Rosh Hashanah is coming. Beg to be inscribed in the book of life and health. Let's appoint God as our king. I'm a globalist. Yeah, I'm a real globalist. Hashem is the king of kings, and he should have global dominion over the world. And I really do believe in the Great Reset. We should reset from the paganism and the idolatry and the false worship of fear and sociopathic oligarchs and corrupt governments and bow down to the Creator. He loves you. He makes you all the time. You'll get much better outcomes. It's really prophylactic. If you trust in God, it's much better. It's much better than Bennett or Bibi or your Ministry of Health. To be practical, I'd like you to extract as much information out of me while I can still think and speak. I'm about to start some very complex, potentially toxic and dangerous treatments. And I trust in God. I have zero fear. And by the way, I'm not so afraid of going to the next world either. But not that I'm rushing there, but it's out of my control. But my advice to you is use me up while you still can. According to the numbers that we've seen, preliminary numbers from, it was published in the New England Journal of Medicine, that women that got vaccinated in the first trimester, their miscarriage rate went up from 10% to 82%. Miscarriage rate went up from 10% to 82%. That's preliminary data. Another way of saying it, out of 100 women who are pregnant in the first trimester, 10 would naturally miscarry. That's the global average. And now 82 miscarry out of 100. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? So if you want to kill your baby, you should get vaccinated in the first trimester. And the OBs that are doing it are just like following orders. That sounds familiar. Just following orders. Except they don't probably give it to their daughters or daughter-in-laws or wives. But for other people, they just follow orders. So my advice is don't listen to them at all. So there's a course of action that is not in your best interest. It's not in the. There's no medical necessity for what's being done. They think that the people that are involved in this are actively engaged in policies of eugenics, policies of population control and mass murder. If you look throughout history, and I have documentation to this, there have been very prominent voices that have advocated for the reduction of the population, from Bill Gates to Prince Philip to Ted Turner to all these different psychopaths that are on record, on video, screaming that we need to reduce the world population because it's going to kill us all. 18 months ago, now it's very easy to believe. And anyone who's still having doubts, stop being an idiot and stop being stupid, because your stupidity is going to lead to your destruction. It's time to wake up. Grow up. Again, I'm going to be a little bit more harsh on these people because they have to take personal responsibility for their actions. Basically, most people in Israel are descendants of those people that were able to, with God's grace, avoid the gas chamber or the crematorium. Okay, stop being an idiot. Go back 80 years. Listen to the stories. If your grandparents are still alive or parents, listen to the stories of what they lived through. Go to Yad Vashem. Go take a look how they used to make lampshades out of your grandmother's skin. And understand that there is a philosophy of malevolence and evil that wants to destroy you. It's not a new thing. Okay, it's only 80 years ago where 6 million of our people were slaughtered. You know what the most painful thing is? That the people that are doing it now are our own people to our own people.
Yeah.
And because Jews in general are merciful, that's one of the characteristics of the Jewish people, Rachmanas. And because we tend to look at people in a forgiving and gentle way, it makes it very difficult to spot and recognize in a timely fashion despotic, tyrannical actions. Personally ready to die in order that my children should live. And if you look throughout, let's say, in the Holocaust, it was only one German with a machine gun and a German shepherd that can herd or corral 1,000 Jews into a gas chamber. Now, what if, just practically speaking, those Jews would just turn around and trample the German. So maybe around the perimeter, 5 or 10 would have been killed. I know. But the rest would have lived. And this complicity, this sheep mentality, is the source of our own self-destruction. All it would take is a little bit of courage and a little bit of enlightenment. And just to say to the government, no, we're not going to take your poison death shot. Stop feeding us your lies. You go take it. Give it to your own kids. Leave us alone. What are they going to do? Arrest everyone? They're going to what? Kick everyone out of work? Everyone out of school? Not going to let anyone travel? It's the fact that, you know, there's a saying, all evil needs is for good people to do nothing. It's the fact that we have good people that are just quiet little sheep that are afraid to stick their heads out and to do anything. Can you imagine if an entire neighborhood, Ramat Gan, just woke up and said, F you government. We're not going to listen to you. Go to hell. Australia is the test case to see, and all these despots, Klaus Schwab and Soros and all these Gates and all these monsters, biblical monsters, the embodied primordial serpent, are watching. What is going to happen in Australia? What's going to happen in countries like Israel with the sheep? Are they going to be quiet or are they going to wake up? Because you know what? They're afraid. They're afraid of a popular uprising. The enemies of humanity fear humanity, and their weapon is fear and ignorance. In other words, keep the humanity ignorant and afraid, and then we can control them one Nazi with a German Shepherd can control 1,000 people. However, if those people wake up and say no, then they can't control us.
Yeah, that's, you know, just
that's
one
why
word.
The media, the social media, and the mainstream media is such a instrument of death. And all you sheep that are just sitting there and listening to it and buying the bullshit and buying the lies, the paganism, the idol worship, the child sacrifice, the throwing yourself into a slave fear isolated mentality, you're causing your own death and the death of your neighbors. So wake up. Anger is an understatement. When I see the slaughter of innocent people, we're coming up to Rosh Hashanah. You know what? I don't know how much time I have left, okay? You know I was diagnosed with recurrent cancer. I'm starting crazy treatments. Who knows what's going to happen? But yeah, I'm angry. I'm not angry at God. I'm not angry at myself. I'm angry at the fact that the people that I care about are being enslaved by tyrant. 10-year-old naturally has no risk. A 10-year-old will survive COVID just fine. However, if the 10-year-old got an injection, that 10-year-old just grew up and became a 99-year-old nursing home resident with the risk of a 99-year-old nursing home resident for death from ADE. So, because of Bibi Netanyahu, Tali Bennett, your parliament, and the fact that they let Pfizer commit crimes against humanity and human experimentation, which violated the Geneva Convention. And the fact that you are now being governed by a reincarnation, a gilgul, of Joseph Mengele on steroids. The fact that your own government that you've elected, that you have democratically elected and put your confidence in, is literally killing you from within.